you mobile and monitoring.
Afternoon, KB4 CBA.
Dave, how are you doing?
Fine as a frog here, split three ways, I guess.
Buford. I need to deliver a trailer load of stuff to my future son-in-law, and I'm in the process of returning the U-Haul trailer.
Hey, Spun, we had to rent one a couple times here recently, just like one of their enclosed trucks, one of their small ones, and you know, this is 1995 on there, and then, you know, when you get ready to pay, it's like $75, you know. Well, they really get you with that 1995 painted on the side of the truck.
To drive my truck and rent a trailer.
I think we're going to get a hitch put on my wife's Highlander, and because it'll haul anything, really. It's all wheel drive, and it's got a strong V6 in it, and where you really don't pull anything heavy, and we can always borrow a trailer.
It was $40 with the insurance and the taxes and all for the trailer for one day.
Maneuvering some traffic here, people. The lights were out. Traffic lights were out here on Augusta, and people were stopping. but anyway, so just wanted to get around all that mess.
Since I got off of 385 there in Fountain Inn on 418 and made my way up 418 to 8.
I'm actually doing a little cut through here that goes right by the old house we used to rent here on the corner of McEwen and Oregon. It's a block off of Augusta. And it was a neat place to rent, because you know, you could walk everywhere you wanted to go when it was a nice day. So we could walk up the streets to block, and had a bunch of restaurants up there. But we only lived there a year, and then it worked out that we moved into my parents' house.
KK4, yeah. We made a trip last night down and unloaded a bunch of stuff. Thank goodness it didn't rain on us when we were loading the trailer. We left my house about 5-ish. Got down there a little after 10.
I hate worse, moving or painting houses. I'm not sure which one I hate the worst, but neither one of them are one of my favorite things to do.
My house is using an airless sprayer.
Much experience with one of those things. I did try to paint our fence at the other house when we lived in Northcliff, and we had a huge backyard, and it was all fenced in with this nice white picket fence, and it was a big fence, and the boards were close together, and and I sprayed that thing. I bought a 5-gallon jug, and I sprayed probably about a tenth of it and ran out of paint. And I said, something ain't right here. I must have this sprayer set to, I need to make it a little bit finer mist.
process of backing a trailer up.
That's a difficult thing to do. I don't think I could talk on the radio and do that at the same time. I don't have enough practice at it.
KKK4FT.
KB4CBA Mobile.
It's dropped off. I'm done.
Good. You can breathe a sigh of relief.
I can drive without feeling of yanking and the pulling and the shoving that the trailer was giving because the roads are so rough. Good grief.
One thing that's hard to get used to, I know it is for me when I'm pulling a trailer, is that, the clunking back and forth. There's just a little play in the ball and the tongue of the trailer and the receiver and all that, it just kind of gets on your nerves after a while.
The trailer that I had was a 6x12, and it's got the surge brakes on it, so the trailer's going to move a little bit, and when you hit the brakes, it moves forwards and hits the brakes for the trailer. It doesn't have electric brakes on it. I wish that it had, because it'd work a lot better, but not every car has a brake controller, so I understand that.
Have to have an electric brake control. When I was working on cars, I'd see them, especially on pickup trucks. And I'm pulling up to a famous intersection here at Wade Hampton, here at the Wade Hampton High School and the UT and all that. So I may just totally lose the repeater here.
Pull a trailer that's got electric brakes. They seem to work more in conjunction with the vehicle's brakes, and you can adjust them, whereas those hydraulic surge brakes, it's hard to adjust those things. Fine-tune them anyways. Definitely can't do it on the go.
I was wondering how that works. So, I've been playing tennis. I was in a tournament at the Greenville Country Club this morning and just finished, and on the way home I'm going to take a shower, and then I got to drive over to Powdersville, and two of my grandsons are having birthdays this week. One of them's birthday's today, so we're going to celebrate both of them, have a big party over our oldest daughter's house in Powdersville, so I gotta get all cleaned up and smelling good, because right now I probably don't smell so good.
Hey, I'm over in Slabtown. Take the truck back, and wife and I are gonna go pick her dog up. We took her stay at a boarding last night, so we didn't have to deal with her down there and on the trip, and while we were moving boxes up and downstairs.
Well, we moved a bed from the bonus room and took another one up there, which used to be my mom's bed, actually. Things probably close to it's got to be at least 75 years old. We had it all the furniture and everything refinished, and we put it in the bonus room, getting rid of what's up there.
Well, it was only 2 miles from the house where I rented the U-Haul trailer, and that made it nice. So I'm going to say 73, and you have a good one, and hope you enjoy the birthday celebration, but don't overstuff yourself, please. We'll do it again.
I'll be clear on your final. KB4, CBA, KPK4, FTU Mobile.
You have a good one, and turned out to be a pretty decent day. It was kind of chilly when we started at 11 o'clock, but it's turned out to be pretty nice now. The sun's coming out, and still not real warm, but it's not freezing cold. Anyway, enjoy your afternoon, and 73 is the KP4 CPA.